From this vantage point, you can see Mountaineer Field, our 63,500-seat football stadium. Thousands of cheering fans make Mountaineer Field the third largest city in the state during home football games. Student tickets are included in tuition and fees for undergraduates, and students have the choice between sitting on the upper deck in seats on the 50-yard line or sitting on the lower level closer to the field and the players. The university has an online ticketing program that allows students to request and obtain tickets online. WVU is a proud member of the Big 12 Conference. Students benefit from the excitement of WVU athletics, a 2012 BCS Orange Bowl win, 70-33, six NCAA appearances for men's basketball in the last 8 years, with Sweet 16 or higher in four, and women's soccer was the 2013 Big 12 champion. To the left, you can see a tall red brick building with green glass windows. This building is Ruby Memorial Hospital, a private 376-bed facility operated in conjunction with WVU. Ruby provides WVU's health sciences students with the best possible learning environment, and state and local citizens receive top-notch health care. The John Michael Moore Trauma Center includes HealthNet emergency helicopter service and has been recognized as a Level 1 trauma center. Ruby is currently undergoing expansion for over 100 new patient beds. The Rosenbaum Family House, which just moved into a new facility, provides housing for the families of adult patients being treated at the hospital. The tall grayish-colored building behind Ruby Memorial is the Robert C. Byrd Health Sciences Center. Health Sciences includes the School of Medicine, School of Dentistry, School of Nursing, School of Pharmacy, and the new School of Public Health. The placement rate for graduates in many specialties is 100%. The Mary Babb Randolph Cancer Center is also part of the complex, and its physicians and staff conduct research and provide inpatient and outpatient treatment. The WVU Eye Institute is a state-of-the-art facility with clinics for patient care, diagnostic testing, and laser treatments. To the left of both the hospital and the Health Sciences Center is the Blanchett Rockefeller Neurosciences Institute, created to research debilitating neurological disorders. It was endowed by West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller in honor of his mother, who suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Located behind these structures is the Chestnut Ridge Research Building. The amount of research funding WVU receives each year continues to grow. WVU's three-year research funding average for 2011 through 2013 was $157,984,965. WVU focuses on research that will benefit state citizens such as healthcare, improving STEM education, energy research, water stewardship, and radio astronomy. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Energy, Department of Defense, the National Science Foundation, and Centers for Disease Control are leading sponsors of WVU research. Undergraduates are encouraged to participate in research projects, and WVU is helping students apply their ideas to the real world thanks to a Student Intellectual Property Patent Services project. Now, please exit Area 200 and continue around the building, heading back down the hill to University Avenue. Many of the buildings that can be seen from Law School Hill are part of the Evansdale campus, which you will continue touring momentarily. Please pause the tape until getting to the stop sign at the bottom of the hill. Make a right and head down the hill toward the first stoplight. Be sure to get into the left turning lane and turn left at the light. Please pause the tape until turning left at the light. Please take the third left into the turnaround in front of the large complex to your left. You can park in this turnaround while looking inside. Please pause the tape until parking your car and exiting your vehicle.